crank up that old Cowboys computer and get the Cowboy training camp question of the day.
Hello, I'm the big black cowboy computer with the cowboy question of the day. First of all, are you a Cowboys fan? Ha 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 ha. Got you down. Seriously, what's with women and all their dumb stupid stuff they say? I mean, what's the deal with that? Well, they got the boobs, that's for sure. Also, will Rob Ryan make the Cowboys defense good again?
Oh, boy. Okay. He was launching into his own stand-up routine.
Yeah, a little stand-up.
Like he's been working on it.
What's with all the dumb and stupid stuff that they say?
Working on this 5 minutes.
We'll get the question of the day for David Moore.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. What's the deal with all these women having their periods all the time? It's pretty gross, and it attracts wildlife. Anyway, anybody hear from first? Now, back to our cowboy question of the day. Do the Cowboys need to acquire another receiver for Tony Romo to throw the football towards for pass completions? We'll answer this and more, David.
What?
Okay, we're sorry about the first part of that.
Let me start with the first part of that question.
Okay.
All right. So he's doing stand-up again.
Apparently.
Is anybody here from Hearst?
Yeah.
He's playing a Mid-Cities club or something. I don't know.
Get the question of the day, and David, you can help us try to answer this.
Okay.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. First of all, have you noticed that all the women these days love to shop? What's up with that? What are they shopping for all the time? Vibrators?
Oh my god.
The next time I see a woman with a vibrator, I am going to stab her with my golf clubs.
Oh, he's laughing.
In other news, what is the biggest unknown on the Dallas Cowboy football team?
All right.
Once again, David, we apologize for the first part of that question.
You got to get kind of
need to clean
like,
that
computer,
up just a little bit.
He doesn't quite understand our humor. He's trying to get into it. He's got kind of stereotypical guy golf club reference in there.
Laughing at his own jokes.
This is kind of Watson's perverted twin, is this?
Let's crank up the Cowboys computer and get the question of the day.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. Hey, do you think Marsha Brady ever got it on with Greg? I mean, what's the deal with that? Technically, they weren't blood relatives, so it's not like they would have messed up babies. Anyway, let's talk sports. Excluding Tyron Smith, which cowboy rookie will make the biggest impact on this year's team?
Okay.
All right. Sorry about the Brady question as he goes to the
that was a good genetic point,
the old
though.
Well of
yeah, it's
Brady
not like
Bunch
they would have
the,
messed up babies.
Gosh. All right, David, it's that time of the morning.
Oh.
It's time to crank up that big black cowboy computer and get the question of the day.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with today's question of the day. How are you guys doing? Have you been making sweet love to all the San Antonio ladies? I sure wish I could, but I can never find a chick's USB input. What is the most impressive thing you have seen this week at cowboy camp? I think it is the size of his pre-duty storage tank. What's yours?
He meant to talk about Rob Ryan. Sorry.
His pre-duty storage tank.
All right, we'll work on that, and then
you know what? I love his laugh. It sounds like he's doing karate. Hi-ya-ha.
Hi-ya-ha. All right, what is the most impressive thing?
Hi-ya. What is the most impressive thing you have seen this week at cowboy camp? I say it is Rob Ryan. I think it is the size of his pre-duty storage tank. What's yours?
God, his inflection is so off.
All right, let's get the question of the day.
Question of the day.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with your cowboy question of the day. You know what I don't understand about women? Why they are so stupid and dumb. It's like my computer daddy told me when I was just a microchip. What is the difference between a computer and a woman? A computer only has to have information punched into it once. We're all guys here, right?
Yeah,
but about those cowboys. What should we expect out of cowboys running back man Felix Jones? Seems like a pretty good little back.
Little back.
His
cadence is just so wrong. Yeah, it's so wrong.
So tell us about Felix Jones. Now that Marion Barber is gone, what do you think we will see out of him this year?
Well, one, I think the computer has issues that go beyond its cadence.
Yeah, we were just kind of focusing on its cadence, yeah, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't advocate what he was talking about.
Some misogyny there. Yeah.
Would you like to say good morning to the big black cowboy computer?
It makes my day.
Well, let's get the question of the day.
Yeah. There it goes.
Hi. I'm the big black cowboy computer with the cowboy question of the day. I'm curious, have you guys ever noticed that the chimps at the zoo have big honey bun butts? It is like, so weird. Wouldn't it be weird if girls had those big rainbow colored honey bun chimpanzee butts? You pull their bikini to the side and then a discolored chimp butt falls out. Creepy. Hey. Musers, how many Pro Bowl cowboy players do the Cowboys really have?
Just I got there. Yeah, I always wonder when we're getting to the question.
All right, how many legitimate Pro Bowl players do the Cowboys really have?
One, the question of computer intelligence evolving beyond us really doesn't seem to be that scary after listening to the cowboy computer.
Right.
I see no evolution in thought to this point.
All right, do you want to say hello to the cowboy computer one last time here at San Antonio camp?
You leave the computer here, he doesn't go back to the Metroplex?
I think we take him back.
Yeah, we'll take him back.
Okay.
He's too valuable to leave here. All right, it's cowboy question of the day. From the big black cowboy computer.
I'm the big black cowboy computer with today's question of the day. Man, I sure do love women. Every time I look at these San Antonio senoritas and their big brown up tops, my internal drive gets so hard. Oh God, I love them. Ooh. Ooh. Eh. I'm about to finish. Oh my goodness.
What in the world?
My motherboard is seizing up. I'm going to spill my binary data all over your leg, George. Is this the last cowboy practice the Cowboys will ever have in San Antonio?
God almighty.
I guess that last part was the question of the day.
The first part, just ignore. So what do you think, Dave? You think we're coming back to San Antonio for Cowboys training camp?
The cyber sex mean the same to the cowboy computer that it does to us, or has a different definition?
I don't know. It sounded like it had a different definition. But
all right, well, even though we're back in Dallas, we still have access to the big black cowboy's computer, so we're going to crank that up again.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, he got a run for his money yesterday, because on the hard line, when we were talking about Bailey and Beeler, and I was talking about the leg strength versus the field goal, and I said if you put both of them together, you would probably have the ideal kicker that the Cowboys want. To which Corby said, maybe they can make a baby.
Well, we're sorry about that.
I don't think that'll work.
No.
I don't think they can do that.
So I don't even think the big black cowboy computer would make that assertion.
Probably not. Well, let's find out what he has for us this morning.
I'm the big black cowboy's computer with today's question of the day. But first, a few comedy jokes. Hey, P1s, what's the definition of making love? It's something a woman does while a guy is screwing her. Hey, P1s, why do women fake orgasms? Because they think men care. Hey, P1s, what should you do if your girlfriend starts smoking during sex? Slow down and use a lubricant. How are fat girls and mopeds alike? They are both fun to ride until your friends find out.
Oh,
jeez. At this current time right now, let's talk about the Cowboys football program with each other. Have any rookies or young players made a splash at training camp? Who should we watch for in tonight's game?
All right, we eventually got there. All right, are you ready for the morning barrage of the Cowboy computer?
I don't know, am I?
Well, let's find out. And let's crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer.
I'm the Big Black Offensive Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But first, some comedy jokes. What do you say to a woman with two black eyes? Nothing, she's been told twice already.
Oh my god.
I will pause for your laughter.
Well, we can't laugh
at
that.
Hey, P1s, how many men does it take to open a beer? None. It should be opened by the time she brings it in. This is a pause for your laughter to fill the air. Hey, P1s. If your wife keeps coming out of the kitchen to nag you, what have you done wrong? You have made her chain too long. That concludes our comedy joking around time. Make sure to check out my act at Uncle Chuckle's Comedy Shack in Hearst this weekend. Craig, George, Gordon, and David, at this present time I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the four of us on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having, concurrent to the time that they're listening. David, will you tell us the story of what Jason Garrett did to inspire the team before the game last night?
Finally got there.
We need to reprogram him.
We finally got there.
He's getting too verbose.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The only station with the Big Black Cowboys computer question of the day.
Are you a Cowboys fan? Ha ha ha. No, seriously. How are the Cowboys looking this year? This Cowboy roster shows more gaping holes than the pics on my hard drive.
We never said the Cowboys computer had the answers, just the questions. That's what the ticket guys are for. We'll find the answers to the Cowboys questions.
So keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.